Midnight low 40. Look for a cloudy, cold day tomorrow with a high temperature in the upper 40s. Then Thursday night, another batch of rain moves in, which could become mixed with a little bit of wet snow late Thursday night and into Friday morning before ending by midday. Low in the upper 30s Thursday night, Friday's high only 43. Keep up with all the wild weather changes over the next few days with our weather app. Get it on your phone today. It's going to help. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Four employees of a Montgomery's doctor's office have been indicted in an ongoing pill mill investigation. Lillian Akwuba, Julio Delgado, Stephen Cox, and Elizabeth Cronier have been indicted on 87 combined counts. These indictments go along with Dr. Gilberto Sanchez and his family practice office on the Atlanta Highway. State homicide investigators have arrested two people, LaDaniel Tuck and Latone Daniel. Detectives say Tuck and Daniel face murder charges for the shooting death of 87-year-old Thomas Chandler. Robbery was the motive. And Governor Kay Ivey's office says Alabama has received a $1.5 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The grant will help pre-K through third grade early learning programs in the state. Schools participating in the program will have access to education specialists who will help teachers implement instructional practices in the classroom. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Fishermen and hunters, y'all listen up. Cat House Marine has drastically reduced the sale price of every new and used boat in stock. It's our first summer clearance sale ever. Save thousands. From our Express X19 Pro Series bass boats all the way through our entire lineup of XL F4 duck boats and mud buddies, crappie boats, bass boats, center consoles, every Yamaha and mud buddy powered boat on the lot, sale priced. While you're there, check out the all-new XL Mud Buddy powered center console F86. Wow, it's a good looking unit. A great unit for duck and hog hunting in the backwater swamps. It's a really good looking rig. At Cat House Marine, we stock many other marine accessories. Denali rods, boxer baits, big bite baits, and more. All of our boats are hand-built, hand-welded, hand-finished, so that you're assured the finest quality on the market. Visit Cat House Marine today, located on the corner of Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. I-65, exit 179, across from the Catfish House. Or call us 334-517-6500.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide-format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Holidays. Dillon Rings would like to help you celebrate your holiday with your family your way. When you make a $1,000 purchase with financing at zero interest, we'll give you $150 back on your first statement. And because it's the gift-giving time of year, we want to give you a gift. Get an Orca cooler with your $1,000 purchase from us to you as our way of saying Merry Christmas. Experience the Created by Josh difference. Dillon Rings, just off Atlanta Highway across from Walgreens.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Places I can't remember where.
Jack, I listened to this last night.
You should have.
A great song.
And my only friend.
Listen to back-to-back Croce albums last night. You never know. Sometimes you need a little Croce in your life.
Yeah. He has that unmistakable voice.
Oh, man. Gold, silver, bronze, all wrapped up into one sound.
How'd you know?
The most precious of all the metals. Hey, Jack, this is News and Views.
It is.
People are welcome to call in.
And they're welcome to join us somewhere.
And how would they do that, Jack? If they would say they wanted to call. What would be the first
thing? Well, if they wanted to call from a local number or the river region.
Yeah.
272-9228.
272-9228.
Yeah, that's how they do it. And of course, they won't get answered, but they can try.
But they can try, and sometimes, and?
Depends on the mood of the call screener.
Well, he's a jerk, ain't he?
No kidding. I got taken to task last night by something you said.
On the air?
By a prominent lawyer here in town.
On the air?
Yes.
All night?
You say all night? That you said that Doug Jones was a communist.
Well, he sort of is.
I tried to explain to this friend, who's an old friend.
Does your old friend listen to the program?
Well, not always, because he's a lawyer.
Does he know I'm the epitome of hyperbole?
Yes, he does. I tried to explain that, and he said, well, good, because I thought the guy was serious, and I said, really?
Now, he is more communist than me, than I am.
Yeah.
He's more communist than Roy Moore, right?
I don't know what we know about Roy Moore anymore.
You think Roy Moore is a pinko?
No, it's just a weirdo. It ends in O, though, I'll tell you that.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman along.
How
with
you learn?
From 9 to noon each and every day. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll do our best to keep you informed and entertained. And should we fail, you're welcome to call and take us to task at 272-9228. I will warn you, it's cold outside.
It is good.
And when I walked outside, I thought, ooh, it's cold outside, which reminded me of the Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, which reminded me we're coming up on the Christmas season, which reminded me that there are some awfully doggone good Christmas songs out there. I'm just not very familiar with the genre, but I know every now and then I'll hear a decent Christmas song, and I might play a few from time to time. We're getting into that season. Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent, so we're sort of moving into the Christmas season. I'll also warn you that this ain't Friday, John DeVoe. This isn't Friday. And you run the risk of chastisement if you get too far off topic. I have a bunch of topics. I also have, Jack, a couple of surprise guests coming in.
Oh, great.
In about 20 minutes or so. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. So we're going to have a nice full house today.
You're not going to tell me who they are.
No. And at 10 o'clock, I have John Giles going to call in at 10 o'clock to, I think he's... He's either running a pack or a spokesperson for a pack or something. We'll get to it. We'll figure it out what it is. But John Giles is a great, great human being, friend of mine, and I look forward to hearing from him. So we'll have fun.
More people caught up in the...
There'll be five people on the radio at one time today.
Is sitting here?
No. John's going to call in, and two more people coming in. It's five. 4 + 1 = 5. At least it was in Hancock County when I learned how to count.
Well,
I make no guarantees about what it is in Montgomery County, though Alabama does have the 16th highest graduation rate. I did see that.
Is this some person coming in to talk
politics?
Theology?
No. Okay. No theology, no politics. This is, well, I don't know. Maybe they could talk both. We'll see. You'll be excited. You'll be excited. Who's this?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Randall.
Jack, is he old or is he old friend?
That's a good question, Randall. You said your lawyer's an old friend. How old is he?
He's older than I am, but not by much.
He's an old friend. And he's a Democrat? A Doug Jones supporter?
I would say he's not a lefty, but he's probably an old blue dog Democrat, conservative Democrat. Maybe he voted Republican a few times, but probably not. And I'm not sure who it is.
No,
all right, go ahead.
I swear, it seems like I always interrupt Jay. I swear, I don't know why. And I just wanted to I didn't know I was going to let everybody in. It kind of, Jay, you really don't like, this ain't got nothing to do with no guests, but I mean, really and truly, you don't like it when guests come in, do you? I mean, I don't know. I ain't trying to call you on radio or nothing. I mean, I just know you love, y'all have so much.
All right, Randall, you're going to ask me a question, and then you're going to keep talking. The answer to the question is, not really.
I love y'all, man.
See ya. Well, Jack, you're going to bark at Randall.
Jack, it seems like you don't like guests coming in. I mean, what I mean is, do you, and then he keeps on, and on, and on, and on.
Well, Jack, don't be so hard. Don't be so hard on our callers. You will not get chastised like that if you call. I will not allow it.
Really?
Nope. I'm not going to lie. Real quickly, I got a couple things we just have to cover just in order to be a credible news program.
Yeah, of course.
I have to mention it. Actually, let me do this one first. You know, Bitcoin, I got a story here. Bitcoin soars above 12,000. This was put up about 5-something this morning. I'm going to open the old exchange. It's at 12,864 right now. Bitcoin is pushing 13,000. So while you guys were making fun of me when I was telling you to buy it, or not telling you to buy it, but, you know.
Telling you it might be a good idea to buy it.
Telling you it might be a good idea to buy it.
If people understood it, even with your explanation, people don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it took 9 days to go from 8,000 to 9,000, 2 days to go from 9,000 to 10,000, 1 day to go from 10,000 to 11,000, 6 days to go from 11,000 to 12,000, and we're pushing under 1 day, about 12 hours to go from 12,000 to 13,000. So you make your own call. Who's this?
Jason,
what's on your mind, my friend?
Not much, man. Hey, I was just laughing at y'all talking with Randall. Y'all are hilarious, man. I'm just, y'all have too much fun on the radio with, like. When Bear's not talking about Pike Road and issues out there, it's hilarious.
Are you a Pike Roadian? Are you a fellow member of the PR?
I am not. I live in Whitman. But I just, other than those moments, you guys just seem to be having a ton of fun. And I just want to call and acknowledge that. I think that's a very awesome thing.
Well, Jason, thanks. We do have fun. I mean, this is, you know, Jack's a friend of mine outside the radio show, which makes it a little easier.
Because we are?
Well, at times.
Well, just like when our cars break down, we have to ride with each other.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. You guys each other ride for.
Well, but when I say that, I mean there's a natural rapport, I guess you can say, a natural rapport. But I don't know, Jason. I'm glad you mentioned that because I do have a heck of a lot of fun. I don't remember having fun when Randall was on the phone. I remember being terrified. Because Jack was making him feel bad.
I love Randall. You know that.
Oh, I know you do, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, guy goes and makes his T-shirts, and you tell him to get the question out. Talk already.
Spit it out. You ask me a question, then you don't wait for the answer.
That's funny. I just appreciate being able to participate in the fun from time to time.
Well, we like it when you call, Jason. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you.
I just realized halfway through that conversation I had his telephone call. I pulled all down. I should have just turned it up so other people could hear it.
Oh, nobody could hear our conversation?
No, they could hear it, but it was front.
Why you want to do that to Jason?
Why do I want to do what?
Make his call not heard.
No, I didn't realize I was doing it, Jack.
Well, but you did it.
I know, Jack.
Is there
a
little guilt there?
No.
Are you growing a beard again?
No, I'm not growing.
I'm getting rid of this thing.
I just haven't shaved in a few days.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're so butch. You grow during your sleep 2 inches.
Still talking about a beard.
There's some stuff that was on AL.com that they consider news, and Bill Britt's publication considered it news.
What?
Marked sample ballots for Doug Jones.
Hold on. Can I mention something about it since you brought it up?
Yeah. I'd like to finish my sentence.
Okay. Go
Randall.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Sample ballots marked for Doug Jones.
Where were they?
Bullock County in the probate judge's office.
Why is that news? What's the county seat of Bullock County?
Union Springs.
Okay. What was it in the Bill Britt publication this morning? What was it called?
I don't know.
Uniontown.
That's a simple
editorial thing that any dumbass should be able to figure out is wrong. And it drives me nuts when a news publication tries to be credible and makes a stupid mistake like that. I mean, that's a different side of the state and a different county seat of a different county.
Oh, absolutely. Uniontown is in what? Hale County.
All the way out on 80, I mean, in the middle of nowhere on the way to Mississippi. You just, that can't happen.
But does it surprise you that marked ballots were found in the probate judge's office in Bullock County?
I'm telling you, Republicans, you need to lie, cheat, and steal or you're going to lose these elections. We got to keep up with them.
But the idea they try to steal an election in Union Springs really is secondhand news.
We'll be back.
Live local.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go by 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Welcome back into News and Views, 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. We do have special guests in the studio. I'll get to them in mere moments. I'm not talking about us, Jay, though we are special. And guests to some extent. But I got to tell you real quickly about my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. Because Riley Manning is the gold standard in the painting contracting business. Period. End of story. You know, once a guy's been in business 49, I guess it's going to turn 50 years here at the first of the year. I need to ask him when his kind of work anniversary is. But whenever that happens, I need to ask him about it, because when you've been in the business that long and you stand head and shoulders above everybody else, and you know, calling Riley Manning is the same as saying, we need to call a painter. You know, well, get Riley Manning on the phone. I mean, that's just the way it is around here. He's the guy everyone calls. I got to get him out to my house. I got to get my front door refinished, Jack.
Does it look shabby?
No, it's just where the sun beats on it. You know, it hadn't been finished in 10 years, where the sun beats on it every afternoon. It just needs to be spruced up a little bit. It needs to be, you know, redone. But anyway, I don't remember where I was going with that, but Riley Manning's the man. Call him. 799-1284. That's a double secret bat phone. If you look him up online, you're not going to find that number. If you look him up, you know, in the yellow pages, you're not going to find that number. You say, hey, what's this 270-1510? Who is this guy? I'm telling you, You got the double secret bat phone if you call 799-1284. That's Riley Manning's double secret bat phone. That's the cell phone. That's the number that goes in here. That's the number Jack and I reach him on if you ever need to call Riley. 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Bowling Hall Holt the Fourth has entered the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bo.
All right, I'm going to turn your microphone off so you can pull it closer to you.
All right.
Go ahead. Also, you have heard Suzanne on these airwaves before. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
She's not nearly as angry as Bo Holt.
No. I'm the calming influence, which is not really saying much.
I'm not angry. I'm passionate.
I asked him when he came in. I said, did you hear this, Jack? I said, Bo, you've got to calm down. You cannot be so angry all the time. You're going to die. And he said, what did you say?
I said, I'm surprised that there's not more people that are angry.
You said, I don't understand how everyone else isn't angry.
Right. And I don't.
What are you so angry about, Bo? I mean, you're in studio now. I can't hang up on you, but come on. Tell me. Lay it all out there.
A lot of it's what you touch on about just basically the decay of society. I was raised a certain way and brought up a certain way, a certain way to treat other people. And I don't know. It just seems to me that we've just lowered the standards and lowered the standards, and nobody seems to care.
And that makes you angry, not sad, not depressed. It makes you angry.
It does make me sad. But it makes me angry, too.
I was telling Bo last night, we were hanging out a little bit. Bo and I have been friends for 21 years this year.
You put up with him for 21 years?
21 years.
I got underwear
Where did you guys meet? Your friendship can now drink alcohol.
We were in private school together. we were friends in private school. We both went to St. James.
Oh, okay.
So,
she just liked me because I had a motorcycle so I could go to Sonic and get us food and nobody else could.
I liked you because you were the only boy that was nice to me.
Oh, wow.
He was. He was a very nice gentleman. That's how he was raised.
Was he angry back then?
Was he really? Passionate.
So, see, it's not the decay of society, Holt. It's just your personality.
I saw you throw a fit in the gym over something that was being planned for a pep rally.
Now we're getting to the root of it. No decay of Western civilization in that pep rally. Mm-mm.
I actually have no idea what the heck she's talking about.
I do believe it is passion. But as I was telling him last night, you have to channel that passion.
That's right.
You have to channel that motivation into, you know,
civic groups. All right, enough about me.
Well, look, I call you the angriest white man in America, and there's a reason for that. So, anything got you
Jack's
going today?
Angry.
I'm not angry.
Jack's not angry. Jack's like the least angry.
I'm very unangry.
I've never seen Jack. I've seen him really mad, but
I've heard him on the radio get a little upset about things from time to time.
Yeah, every now and then. But you know, we're on the radio. We got to be hyperbolic.
You know, and that seriously, I wonder sometimes if people aren't over-medicated and people don't.
Yeah, anger. You think that's why they're not angry?
Sometimes. I mean, it's...
I wonder if they went to the pill clinic.
Yeah. They're all hanging out on the Atlanta highway. Ooh, not getting
mad. Imagine walking in with frowns, walking out with smiles.
What if our founding fathers didn't get angry?
It's true.
Yeah, anger is...
They channeled
a God-given
Are you founding
emotion.
A new country, Bo?
No.
Is this which one are you? You Paul Revere? You could go on a ride?
No, I'm just saying I think anger is a and passion are natural emotions given to us by God and can serve a purpose. Well, but yes, Suzanne's right. They have to be channeled properly. Sorry, Jack, I cut you off.
No, I'm wondering about this sociology lesson we're having here. Leave him alone. Maybe he's really not that angry.
Well, you mentioned the pill mill. Maybe he needs to go find a pill mill. I'm just kidding, bro.
Well, if you find it, give me the number.
Well, don't go to this one because you mentioned it, and this is a WSFA story. Court documents indicate Dr. Shepard Odom.
Sonny Odom.
How do you know Sonny Odom?
He's been a doctor in this town for a long, long time. Used to be in with Jim Poteet.
He was in with Gilberto Sanchez,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have been in with
that
him.
That didn't work out very well. Going into a little prison time. Clank, clank. Dilly Dilly. I know you love that expression, Bo.
I didn't know where in the world it came from.
I saw that on Facebook. Bo's like, what the hell is this dilly dilly thing?
I don't know what it means either.
People don't watch commercials anymore.
You seen the Pit of Misery commercial where the guy breaks out? They're like in a medieval torture chamber, and they got this guy on an upside-down rack. They got another guy like in a little birdcage.
No, when I see stuff like that, I think it's like an ad for a stupid movie.
Well, it's an ad for a stupid beer is what it is, or a terrible beer, Bud Light. But the guy breaks out of the Pit of Misery.
They drink pretty good.
And yeah, and he goes down to the store, he buys some Bud Light, and he breaks back into the pit of misery and starts handing the beers out. And apparently their cheer, for whatever reason, is Dilly Dilly.
Now, Suzanne, do you belong to Tom?
I do.
He's a good man. Mm-hmm. I like Tom.
Tom Dart.
What do you mean, like,
dad?
Belong to Tom?
He's my dad.
Oh, I knew that.
He's my dad.
He's head of the Car Dealers Association, a good man.
That's true.
Through private school and several wrecked cars, I'll be indebted to him for many, many years.
You can't drive?
Oh, I can. I couldn't drive as a teenager, no.
Why? What was the problem?
I was taught to drive by Bo. Bo taught me how to drive, and I
just had a terrifying thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bo Holt on the road. Do you have road rage?
I sent you '84 event just yesterday.
I know. I saw you peeling out on leaves.
We did a little peeling out last night. We did.
Do you have road rage?
No.
Like, you get angry at drivers?
Absolutely not.
No, driving is a recreational activity for Bo.
Your father learned to drive go-karts.
Yeah, my dad.
Everybody in the neighborhood had go-karts back then.
My dad got me a go-kart when I was 4 years old, so I've always, you know, been in something that was motorized. So
I need to get my kids a go-kart.
We had one. We had a big old backyard. We had a go-kart track. I mean, it was because all the kids and my parents were going to Point Clear one weekend to some convention, and my brother was, you know, he was like 14. And we had a great aunt that would come and check on us, but we, anyway, do not ride that go-kart while we're gone. I was like, okay. As they're driving home, drive up in the driveway, I am on the go-kart. I got my little ass in trouble, but not bad.
I did that, but with real cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have road rage? Driving's fun to you?
Driving is fun to me, and I decline to answer the first question. I'm going to plead the fizzeth.
Yeah, I have road rage, believe it
do
or
you
not.
Really?
I do.
Not to the point of getting out of the car, but coming close to getting out of the car. Like, if I'm sitting at a red light, which is my pet peeve in Montgomery, and none of them are synchronized. I mean, Dad's taught about that. Oh, he'll blame it
you
on
did
the state.
The
well, he blamed it on the state.
You didn't do it on the he didn't do it on the air.
But
you did.
You'll
the
get behind somebody who's like on their cell phone texting at a red light, and the light turns green. Two cars ahead of them go, and you sit there and you honk the horn. Then they look in the mirror like you're crazy. Then they go, and those SOBs make the light, and I miss.
I hate that.
I want to just whip.
Look at his face. He's like furious.
All the time.
I brought up a bad memory.
I know.
Well, no, it goes back to what I was saying.
So he ran over his dog under that same circumstance.
Basic lack of consideration for other people.
Yeah.
You know, people just don't think, and when they do, it's only about themselves.
And what is it about when people let you in, like in front, like you're coming out of a grocery store parking lot, and there's no light, and you're trying to get on the road, and somebody nice lets me in, I always wave in the mirror like, thank
always
you.
Always wave.
Exactly.
Always wave.
So many people do not wave.
Yes, show gratuity.
And acknowledge that you've done something nice.
You ever get this, where they're on the phone and they just throw the pinky finger up?
Well, at least they acknowledge
something, yes.
Yeah, at least
that's
they acknowledge.
That's a millennial thing, the least amount of effort.
At least if they look at you and give you the pinky, that's one thing. But if they just give you the pinky,
And I hate when somebody is trying to turn left out of a parking lot. Like, if I'm waiting at the light at the corner of Carter Hill and Carter Hill and Vaughn.
Yeah.
Right there by CVS.
Confused. Yes.
All right. And I'm going toward South Boulevard.
JetQuest.
And there's a long line back there. That's people are coming out of Starbucks at that little deal. And they want to go left.
That's right.
And they can't. And there's a long line. They can't see cars. And you have to guide them out. And then they'll just. And they won't even say thank you.
No, the one that gets me is when you're waiting to get on to I-85 from Taylor, and people blast by you on the left-hand side and then cut you off to jump onto the interstate.
What does that's black tie mean?
What?
What did you say? They what
said,
you?
They blast by you.
Oh, blast by. I thought you meant black
by
tie.
You. They
come by in a dinner jacket or something.
No.
Keep
they,
it
you
fancy.
Know, they cut you off. They drive past you at 60 miles an hour, then cut you off right before they get on the interstate, just because they didn't want to wait in line like everybody else. I don't know.
And then you start singing that Gautier song, but you didn't have to cut me off.
I had no idea when I asked about road rage we were going to fill a whole segment, but I'm glad we did.
Drive safe, Montgomery.
So we got that out of
be
the way.
Be courteous.
Suzanne joins us. Bowling Hall Holt IV joins us. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman. as we are here each and every day. You know what I had yesterday, Jack? I had the special from the Town Pizza Kitchen.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going to tell you about it a little bit later in the program, but just trust me. Gnocchi pasta, that homemade, handmade Italian ragu with the meat sauce.
And that probably should have been mine sauce. The other day.
Oh, my gosh. It should have been if you'd have called early enough.
The cream sauce.
I want to remind you of Midtown Pizza Kitchen and tell you a little bit more as we get closer to lunch hour. But they're at the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends Pam and Roxanne, owners of Pet Partners, and they have solutions for your pet containment needs. And whether you need work on your old pet containment system or you need a new underground fence, give Pam and Roxanne a call at Pet Partners, 365-5678. Pam and Roxanne at Pet Partners use no shortcuts. They install only the best wire, and they have customers with the same wire for 25 years to prove it. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners, because Pet Partners has solutions. 365-5678.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
What are you doing dressed in jeans and a t-shirt?
Ugh, it's time for me to box up last year's files and schlep them to our mini storage. I hate it. It's dusty, and the last time I saw a gross spider.
You know there's an easier way. Admiral Records Management can take our files to their record center using their boxless system.
Isn't that expensive?
No, as a matter of fact, they are typically 30 to 50% cheaper than using a public storage locker and way more secure.
Wow, but how will I get a file if I need it?
They'll barcode our boxes so we can request them online easily, so it's as simple as using UPS or FedEx.
That's pretty neat.
Plus, the boss will love that we're saving him money, and you'll love not having to move boxes every year. I hear Admiral Records Management is having a half-off move-in special and 1 month of storage free for new customers. Visit Admiral Records Management at alwaysleading.com or call 396-5430. 396-5430.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret, baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. C546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential. residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw on an extra layer. It's going to be cold for the next several days. Today, a cold rain and a very chilly day with rain mostly light. High today, around 49. North winds at 10 to 17. Rain likely tonight, mostly before midnight, before ending. Overnight low 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, cold, high in the upper 40s. Then another batch of rain arrives Thursday night. That rain could become mixed with a little bit of wet snow by late Thursday night and, let's say, Friday morning before ending. Obviously, no accumulations. Upper 30s on Thursday night, Friday's high 43. Our weather app will keep you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. It's going to be your best friend during these winter-like days. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I've got another confession to make.
Guys, welcome back in.
It's 38 minutes after for about 3 minutes.
It wasn't that loud.
He turned it up all the damn way. These windows were rattling. Kenny jumped out of his seat, and he's 10 feet away behind glass, and he heard it. You can't do that.
Well, it's a good song.
It's a good song.
The Foo Fighters. I saw it live.
I don't remember what year it was.
Probably opened for the Avett Brothers.
No, but the Avett Brothers played that same weekend. It was a hangout festival. I don't remember what year that was.
Where did you hang out? What city?
Gulf Shores. 2012, maybe? 2013?
Gulf Shores.
I don't remember when it was. 2011, maybe? I don't remember when it was. Anyway, it was a great, great time. If you ever get a chance to go down there, it's fine. Except you looked at the hangout lineup this year?
I did.
Awful.
It was pretty bad.
Awful.
Who is it?
I don't know. I didn't
recognize half of them.
Oh, I didn't recognize any but about four names on the whole list. It was awful. The year I went, it was Paul Simon, the Foo Fighters, Widespread Panic. This year, it's like...
Anybody with a YouTube channel now gets a song on the radio.
I'm telling you, something crazy. Oh, speaking of anybody with a YouTube channel.
Like that Friday song?
We'll play that Friday. Don't make fun of my Friday song.
I love the Friday song. In fact, it gets stuck in my head every Friday.
Yeah, it does, me too.
For See? Hours.
Rebecca Black
See?
Song.
Yes.
Caroline Hayes.
I got a text during the break that someone had the Campagnola yesterday at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Said it was blanking phenomenal. I'll leave that to the FCC-regulated airwaves. Also, the roasted red pepper dip deserves honor and praise. That's some tasty, tasty goodness. There was another foul word in there. It was as if Bo Holden's texting
me. Goodness.
But anyway, so there it is. News and Views approved and listener approved. Listener approved. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the generous sponsors of our number one each and every day.
I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Did you guys happen to check the Islamist suicide plot to assassinate Prime Minister Theresa May? You know the irony in this is, just like a week ago, she was telling Donald Trump to stop complaining about
Muslims.
Yeah. And then now Muslims are trying to assassinate her. Assassinate. How famous do you have to be assassinated?
Like prime minister level.
If you got killed, Jack, is that assassinated or is that murdered?
Probably murdered.
Unless he was assassinated for being on the radio.
Now the
is it a motive deal?
I think it's motivation.
What if you get assassinated for being a jerk?
If they didn't want to hear Jack on the radio anymore and they took him out in the parking lot, I think that'd probably be an assassination of a radio host.
Is that accurate? Is it about why you got killed? Can you assassinate somebody randomly?
I think mostly assassinated people are political people.
Public figures.
Yeah.
But can they assassinate you by holding your head in a bucket of water?
Only if it's that man who called.
How old are you?
70?
Well, damn. anyway.
So that guy's angry. I'm not that angry.
Yeah, he was pretty angry.
So we invited Bo Holtz up here today to prove that he's not angry.
That is true. Bo, I just kid. You're not nearly as angry as you come across on text.
I know. You ever been to his house?
I have been to his house.
Yeah, I have too. I've sat out on
I went to a
world famous deck.
The Gatsby party.
I went to the Gatsby
gin.
Party. You didn't go to the Gatsby party. We're
no,
invited.
But he brought a bottle of gin.
And so. I drank it. So
yeah, I was.
It was like the perfect combination.
You showed
Jack
up.
Brings the booze and doesn't show up to drink it. I drink it.
Yeah, he shows up with nothing but his damn appetite. You at least should have taken
Did
a bottle
bring
of wine.
Come to my house.
No,
I'll feed you.
No, it was hilarious when Baron pulled up because most of the time people pull in all timidly. I'm sitting out on the porch and all of a sudden Baron just comes roaring in the driveway like, you know, make way
That's
for...
That's because that old Cherokee didn't have brakes.
No, I started laughing. It was like, Baron's here.
I know where I'm going.
An entrance.
I know where I was going.
It was a grand entrance indeed.
I think it was the first time I'd ever driven in your driveway, but I've driven past your house several times before then. But look, I could navigate the driveway.
Oh, you did it like a champion.
You threw a couple chicanes out there with other cars, and I just navigated them beautifully. I'm not going to be held back by parked cars.
Nor should you.
Bo throws great parties.
And I had to get up close to the house so I could be in the light, because I had to change. I was in jeans and a t-shirt or something before then. I had to put a suit on. So been to your house,
Bo. You changed in his driveway?
Not only have I been to your house, I've been naked in your driveway, Bo. How many people can say that?
You don't wear underwear?
Well, no, I had underwear on, but I got down to my skivvies.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad I missed that. No offense.
Modesty may not be my strongest suit, Jack. No one could see me. I was behind a car. That's why I had to get up where I was going.
Right.
I didn't want to be back where people had an angle on me. I had to be sideways so you guys couldn't see
I'm
me.
I'm sure that's not the worst thing that's ever happened in that driveway, so.
Yeah, it's kind of like being at the Belks in Gadsden.
Woo! Speaking of, at 10 o'clock, John Giles from a PAC supporting Roy Moore will be here, or he'll be calling in, so we'll get the chance to talk to John Giles. Who's this?
Hey, fellas.
Now, Randall, not even the first hour has gone by.
Who don't want to have a chance to say they talked to Bo Holt on radio?
That's a good point. He makes a good point.
Well, he's probably got Bo Holt's cell number.
Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, Randall. Hey, Susan. Hey,
Suzanne.
Well, Suzanne. Suzanne, I'm sorry.
That's
Suzanne.
All right.
Golly. But, yeah, Bo, I just want to say I talked to you, and I love seeing you peel out. This is a, he is a movie star, and he got the laugh to go with it. I mean, you do need your own YouTube channel. That, for real, Bo. You need it, brother. You need a YouTube channel. Somebody get this man a channel.
You flatter me. Thank you.
You have a YouTube channel.
I do.
Yeah, see, that's he's ahead of the curve. You just haven't discovered it.
Is that where I've been watching all this? Maybe where I've seen all these videos, all these movies and stuff he recorded in 2001. And I mean,
W-A-W-M is his.
What's that?
It's W, Angry White Man.
What is the YouTube channel? This would be time to tell it, Bo.
I don't even remember the URL off the top of my head. But
that's it. I'm going to find it.
Just search for Bo Holt.
Yeah. And Bo, I want to. You remember when
it's
I
said. It's called
Bowling
Holt. Find it. I'm looking at it right now.
And Bo, I think this might be a good time to go on and tell you. 84 is the only person who knows this. You remember about a week or two ago, I was supposed to come see you, and I texted you to tell you I wasn't going to make it?
Yeah.
When I was pulling out the driveway headed to your house, my radiator busted on my car. I busted out last, I'm not going to lie. I mean, steam just started. I mean, as soon as I hit the highway, I just got out of the dirt road car, got my other car, and I just put the tire on the highway, and the radiator busted.
Well, that's not
and
good.
I busted out laughing. I mean, because all I thought about 84 hooked to your battery, you know. I said, man, I take that 84. I said, you cannot tell Bo. I said, he takes this crap to heart. I said, but this is the best laugh I had in a while. Oh, goodness. Right when I said I was headed to Bo's house, the radio just started steaming.
Well, at least you shut it down before you blew a head gasket.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it might have been a good thing that I was coming to your house. I might have, you know, done it late that night and not seen it. And I would have ran it hot, told my car.
Yeah,
so that could have been a good thing, I thought.
Appreciate
it. All right, brother. I'll see you tonight, so hopefully. We'll see
you. You know, one of the best videos in all of YouTube, I'm looking at it right now, only has 38 views. That's not acceptable. It's one of the best videos I've ever seen done on YouTube.
Is it a News and Views clip?
No, it was where you had the Slim Fast and you had the woman at the end like, you lied!
Oh. I liked that one, too.
He cracked open a Slim Fast and he had the camera focus in on where it said, you know,
four hour hunger
relief or whatever. And then he was like, oh. And he had this look on his, like, worried look on his face and it cut to the, hey, I'll play it. It's only like 10 seconds. It is hilarious. There, it's Bo drinking the Slim Fast. It focuses in on the 4-hour hunger control, and then this happens.
Lies. Oh, lies!
George, you're on the air with Bo Holt, Suzanne, Jack Campbell, and Baron Coleman.
Thank you very much. I'm a big fan of everybody there.
Oh, well, God.
Thank you.
We're a bigger fan of you, George. Yes.
Well, that's all right. I like that. I know Bo is a big fan of mine. I'm a big fan of his. Anyway, I have a technical question.
Go ahead.
When somebody gets elected on December the 12th for the U.S. Senate, when do they take office, and when is that term over? That's the main thing.
That term is over January of 2021.
Which means they will have to run, or the next election for that office will be in November of 2020.
Yeah, they're not running for a full term. They're running to fulfill
the term of Jeff Sessions. It's like two and a half years.
Yeah. It'll be right at 3 years, really.
And when will they take office? Immediately after the election.
As soon as it's certified, they'll go up and then they got a
couple
send
days.
Out,
yeah,
they send a letter.
They
up
don't
to
turn
the
it
Senate.
Over to the Senate Ethics Committee.
Well, that's the problem. Is we don't know if Roy Moore wins, and I'm
the
thinking
hypocrisy.
Right now he probably will.
The hypocrisy runs deep in D.C.
Well, I don't.
Are you a Roy Moore fan, Suzanne?
I am. I am completely neutral on the
are you
subject
really?
Because I'm fed up.
Who
with
are you
all
voting
it.
For? Are you voting?
I'm going to do a write-in vote because at least I can walk out of the polls with a clear conscience. I know. It's boring.
No, it is a very interesting election, and where, you know, everything that we've heard in the last 6 months has been up to the election, and I'm just trying to consider downstream what's going to happen next. Will Bo Holt stay mad about the U.S. Senate race, or if he's mad now?
I'm pretty
That's
angry.
That's the question we're all asking.
I'm pretty angry as an Alabamian
who
that these
write-in?
Are my choices.
Who is this write-in person you're going to
vote? She's going to vote for me.
There's two of them.
There are two candidates that have come forward as write-in candidates, and I don't know. I'm trying to do my research. I'm trying to be an educated voter, but
you know, only one of two people is going to be the next senator. Which, if you had to vote for one of those two, which would you prefer?
I'd keep it a Republican seat.
Okay, well then that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
that's what I hear too.
Yeah,
keep it a Republican seat. If he gets de-seated, we'll hold a whole another special election and go through this entire dog and pony show all over again.
I don't think that's going to happen in view of the fact that the national GOP is now getting on board.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that does cement his stronghold a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a signal they think he's going to win. They
I think
work
if
with
more accusations come out against more senators and congressmen, then I think that how do you even go before an ethics committee with that amount of hypocrisy? I mean, are the people on that committee completely 100% free of all,
Bo, we got to talk.
He who is without sin will cast the first stone. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you, George.
You put a picture up on Facebook, Bowling Hall Holt the Fourth.
I did.
And it's the worst picture I've ever appeared in. Why did you put that picture of me up there? You could have blacked me out or something.
No, you want me to take it down?
No, I don't care.
It's not a bad picture.
Well, I'm you're there. Definitely dressed in your
I like
morning.
People to think I wear a suit to work, at least. not
you
a
look
sky
like you
blue
just
hoodie.
Came from the gym.
Sorry.
You haven't even seen me stand up. It could be worse,
Oh, no.
All right, friends. All right, hang on. It's 9 minutes till the top of the hour. We got to take a little break. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, I believe John Giles will be joining us by telephone. Can't remember the name of the pack he's running. Some kind
Proven
of
pack. Conservative.
Proven conservative. How do you know that?
Because I get up and read the Drudge Report every morning, and AL Reporter, and WSFA, and the Huff Post, and the Washington Post.
See all this liberal rag she reads?
I read just about everything.
I read my conscience, and then we're ready to do the show. We'll be back.
Doing hard time, just got a little hotter. Way up on the sail block, listen to a holler. Looky here, honey, if you don't keep quiet, we're bound to start another Brushy Mountain prison riot. Come on, we're unshackled tonight. Go.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey Joe, what'd you get for Christmas?
Fishing pole and a boat. You?
Oh, really? Well, my wife got me a marina and a ton of Ariat clothes.
How'd you swing new Ariat clothes?
My wife said Boot Barn has $10 off Ariat jeans and men's Ariat woven shirts.
Lucky. Wish I had a wife.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My favorite Guns N' Roses song on my favorite Guns N' Roses album.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like Guns N' Roses.
Rocket Queen. I mean, this is a dynamite tune. All right, my friends, before we go back to the phones, I gotta tell you real quickly about our friend Troy King, who is a handling private practice cases right now and doing a dadgum good job of it. I myself have referred cases to Troy King over the years. I have great faith in his ability. And he's going to do a fine job on your case. I'm just telling you. He's just going to put everything he has into it. That's the way he does it. He doesn't farm it out to other people. He doesn't pawn it off on somebody. He stays intimately involved in your case from the beginning to the end. And you're going to really be pleased, I'm telling you. I got a lot of trust in his ability. And if you're hurt in any way, I mean, if you've been injured, if you're, hospital or nursing home or car wreck or truck wreck or whatever it is, don't try to handle that alone. You can try to handle it alone, but what ends up happening is you don't get what you deserve. The playing field's tilted in their favor because they got big, high-priced, silk-stocking lawyers like the one we have on line one that we're going to bring in a second on the other side. And they're doing their good work for their good client. Well, you go get a good lawyer for your side and tilt that playing field back in your favor. So, my friends, call Troy King, 215-4440, 215-4440.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah, Jay Scott, he comes in every day and does the...
Yeah, I appreciate
does
that.
Does that little spot. Chad.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
How you doing, Chad?
Now, I'm not going to comment on the specific allegations against Judge Moore, but I do have this comment to make. And that is, you can always count on the Democrats to overplay their hand. Watching these commercials, they're now saying he has ties to white supremacist groups.
Oh, someone just sent me a mail piece. Where did that go? I can't remember who just sent it.
They did this at Sessions. They did door hangers with the Klan in the background in Dallas County back when I was, you know, working on Sessions.
Now listen, this ad is paid for by Doug Jones for Senate, so he can't disclaim this ad, okay?
Right.
It even has a little union bug on it. Here's what it says. You think if a black man went after high school girls, anyone would try to make him a senator? That's the ad.
Oh my God.
That's the ad.
That is terrible.
I mean, it's just straight up racist.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then having people say he's a child molester, and then the other one saying, we know who you're, but you're both public, and we're going to know who you voted for.
Trying to vote shame.
I mean, I'm like, you know, who is running his campaign? Because all they're doing is chasing people into Roy Moore's arms.
Yeah, Chad, those were all over YouTube. Those your voting records public. I mean, you couldn't watch a video.
Yeah, and John Merrill, I believe, said it was voter intimidation.
You can't watch Jack on YouTube without a stupid commercial coming up. You know, it's a 10-second every time. You know, so anyway, it just amazes me, and I think. I smell a whiff of death, more than a whiff of desperation in the air. And, you know, they had that poll that came out this morning with 3,000 people polled that has Moore up by 7 points. And I've said this all along.
That sample's too large.
Doug Jones can't, that's a huge sample.
That's too large. Huge,
yeah. But Doug Jones cannot get above 42-43%. He's just stuck at that number.
He's a pinko commie. What do you expect?
Say good
call.
Stop it.
Appreciate it.
Stop it. I don't want lawyers calling.
Is Chad the high-priced lawyer?
No, Chad is not the high-priced lawyer.
Well, he is a high-priced lawyer, but
he's a good lawyer, but no.
Okay.
Did you say high class?
Well, both.
High class and high price.
Low brow.
We'll see you later, Chad.
All right, guys. Take care.
We'll try to sneak Rusty in for the top of the hour. How are you?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What does that mean?
It's like
hello.
Hurrah.
Cheers. Dilly dilly.
Cheers.
I think it's kind of like the equivalent of, oh, hell yeah.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. I got
sounds
a question.
British.
I think they were going after that.
I think that's what they're...
kind of thing, yeah.
Hard to sneak him in for the top of the hour when we can't let him talk.
I'm trying to be Randall.
That's all right. Go ahead, Rusty.
I was just curious, if we want to keep the seat, a Republican seat,
yeah,
wouldn't a right